Osman and Emily, we're here with two of your steers, Dirty Dan and Guzzler, that you've helped raise, and you're going to be showing at the Red River Valley Fair here this week. Tell me how old you are, first of all.
I'll turn 15 in the end of July.
And you're not a very big girl to be handling these big steers, Emily. It takes quite a person to be able to do this, doesn't it?
Yeah, some of my friends, they show like sheep or goats, and we'll be just hanging out in the barn, and I'll bring them around. They're like, don't bring it by me. I don't think I can handle that.
Well, sometimes these guys can get a mind of their own, too, I'm sure. But tell us what your plans are this week as you head to the fair. You're in 4-H.
Just keeping them tame and calm, and that when they get there, they don't get all excited when the people come and visit. And when the little kids would want to come and pet them, that they can just stay still and not start kicking.
Mm-hmm. What are there specific categories you'll be showing in for 4-H?
It's just a market class, and then there's a showmanship, so I do two shows, but it's still for kind of with the same animal.
Okay. And you've been preparing for this for quite some time, haven't you?
Yeah, they've been in here since about March, and it's just been a lot of going in the pen and grooming and calming them down, and then finally getting them halter broken, training them in the ring. Mm-hmm.
And you've been showing cattle for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been in 4-H for 7 years, and then 2 years before this, I showed pale calves, which was a lot easier because they were so much smaller. But this is my second or third year with a big steer.
What is it that you like about it?
Well, it's just like if you're having a bad day, you can just come out here and talk to your animal, and they're just like, once you finally get them tame, they're really nice and just fun to hang around.
Tell us what all goes into getting these animals prepared for the fair. That's a big job, isn't it?
There's a lot of baths, getting them used to water and touching them, and then clipping their hairs to make them look nicer, and just a lot of grooming and taking the comb to make the hair look nice and make them look good for the judges.
Do you ever get nervous handling these big guys? These are some big steers. How much do they weigh, first of all?
I'd say probably about 1,600 pounds.
Holy cow. You ever get nervous handling them?
When we first start out and they're not so tame, then yeah. But after they calm down, it's just like you're leading around a dog.
Yeah, they look pretty gentle, don't they?
Yeah.
Anything else we should know as you get ready for the Red River Valley Fair here? Today is Wednesday. You'll be heading out on Friday, right?
Yep, we'll bring them in on Friday, show on Saturday, and then our premium auction is on Monday.
Okay. What are you anticipating? How do you think you'll do?
I'm just hoping I can beat my brother.
That's what we didn't mention. Your brother Colton will be showing as well. And will you be in the same classes?
Yep. We will. There'll be us, and then there'll be one or two other people in the class.
Okay, so a little family competition.
Definitely.
Do you guys often compete against each other when you do this?
Yeah, I think it's been off and on between the years, between who gets a better position, so.
So you're pretty even, Steven, right now, then?
Yeah, it's about 1-1.
Well, we wish both of you the best of luck as you hit the fair this week, Emily.
Thank you, Shauna.
Anything else I should know at all?
It'd just be great to see a lot of new faces out in the livestock barn and come and see the animals and how much work we put in.
Yeah, it really is impressive what you guys do to take an animal like this and, you know, like we said earlier, put a halter and lead rope on and walk them around and clean them up and have them in an environment where other people are around. So kudos to you guys. Good job. Emily Chrisman, thanks for letting me come out here today.
Thank you, Shauna.